And opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 12th of June, 2026, and you're on the clock with Aaron Bernard Leon Green. That's who I is. Y'all didn't know? That's who I is. That's my daddy name, right? Now, my father's been gone now for well over 30 years, and we miss him greatly. But he can't hide, because every time you look at his face, right? We miss him daily. In fact, the whole hasty side is trying to pass on without us, but that's what they're supposed to do, right? Today, we're going to hold a little space for fathers. I have the Bahamian Birthday Card Project in studio with me this morning, and we're saying Happy Father's Day to all the fathers, all the daddies, all the I could be the daddy today, all the I don't mind, bring them, let them come, daddies, the uncles, the grandfathers, the papas, the unks. Unkas, come here. Come, give me a popsicle. Give me a popsicle, Grammy, Grampy. Them said, all, we saying Happy Father's Day to all the daddies. I got to say Happy Father's Day to all the people that daddied me after my daddy could no longer daddy me. Daddy-o. See, my uncle, he start off, he say, look, I can slide right in place. The people has called me Daddy-o already. Right? Stanley. Wes. Even my good cousin Derek. Right? Like all of these men in my life, in our life, it wasn't like they did anything. They was just there. They just we're going to assume the space. And a lot of men just operate like that. They don't need a label. They don't need accolades. They like a little football, a little crab and rice, a little hugs, and morning daddy. That's all they want. That's all they need. So good morning to Cavante and Ryan from the Bahamian Birthday Card Project. How y'all doing?
Morning, how are you?
Morning, good.
Now listen, this is strange to me, all of these Father's Day cards. What y'all selling? What are they exactly? Is this a trick? You got a, like, is a pop-up Guinness bottle inside here or something? What's so special about these Father's Day cards?
Okay, so I'm happy that you started with just like the messaging. I want to lightly correct your pronunciation. It's Father's Day card. So the Bahamian birthday card.
My daddy would have never let me say Father's Day.
You have to pronounce the TH. He would have make you pronounce the TH.
Yeah. One of them would make me pronounce the TH. Practice, they say practice.
So yeah, we're selling Father's Day card as part of Ryan and I's expansion of our brand, the Bahamian Birthday Card Project. Essentially, the Bahamian Birthday Card Project is celebrating and uplifting Bahamian Creole English, or as Arlene Nash Ferguson says, Bahamianese. Mm-hmm. So I'm the writer on the project, and Ryan is the vibrant illustrations that you see. And what we want to do is kind of like give Bahamians as well as Bahamian residents who resonate with like the Creole an opportunity to gift your father, like your daddy, your mm-hmm. daddy figure, your uncle, your big brother, whoever in your life, the opportunity to like see themselves like in the language that we speak, like on a regular.
Good stuff. Let's take a pause here. When you said big brother, it reminded me there's so many young men and women, we're talking about the men right now, in school who are father figures in their household, who take on the role of the parent, and because they're boy child, they become the male parent figure. So many young men. On my way to work, every morning, I watch so many students coming to school late. And I realize, I try to say, good morning, how you doing? Is everything okay? Why? Because if you on the road this late, something is not okay. Right? I just want you to know that people are aware, right? Those young men and women are typically taking other siblings to school before they could get to school, right? So I want to just take a note this morning, because my route takes me past C.R. Walker every morning, right? I know we focus on Father's Day, but we need some Students' Day cards coming up next. And let me tell you why. So I read this story yesterday, say C.R. Walker high school students, some of them are being blocked, or some of them are not able to get their graduation packages, right? I'm not sure if that means they won't be able to graduate or they won't be able to participate in the ceremonies surrounding graduation. But the reason they're not getting their graduation packages is because they were deemed not to be properly groomed, because they allegedly failed to meet the grooming standards. Standards are important. Standards, everybody should follow them. Everyone. I ain't got no daddy and I ain't got no children, so maybe it's not my place to say this, but the students who learn at C.R. Walker in between School Lane and Meeting Street, them set right there, who every day watch countless Bohemians break the law, every day, whether it's the Meeting Street side and you all turning left on red where you're not permitted to do so, whether it's a day where the police have an exercise right there, but they're not stopping people for breaking the law in front of them that they could witness. They're stopping people for license and insurance, right? Every day those students, every single day, they're watching police, cabinet ministers, MPs, the magistrate, the set with the white and blue plate, the set with the black and white and white plate, the set with the white and black plate, Corps of diplomat cars. Every day, they watch people break the law around them with no recourse. They watch the police watch them break the law and say and do nothing. And you're going to withhold these children from participating in something that they have achieved because of grooming standards? Y'all wouldn't put your phone down. That's against the law. You wouldn't put your seatbelt on. That's against the law. Y'all all around the place making TikTok videos in your work uniform with no seatbelt on, operating your motor vehicle while being distracted by your phone. But y'all won't withhold these students' graduation package for not being properly groomed? Y'all gonna cause me to make another zine? This is the same C.R. Walker that said that the children can't wear their hair naturally. Remember the puff? Protect the puff. This is that same school. Y'all wouldn't adhere to the Public Disclosure Act. You wouldn't adhere to any of the transparency measures that are in place. You wouldn't adhere to any of the procurement measures that are in place. You wouldn't adhere to one, not one of your own rules that you have the power to change if you feel they are inappropriate. Y'all spend all day breaking the law, flaunting the law, laughing at the law, laughing at the citizens that are held down by the law. All damn day. That's all you do. But these students can't get the graduation package? You see what happened in the House yesterday? Fred Mitchell, Darren Pickstock, the Speaker of the House. Who else? Who else was involved? All y'all. Halkidas, resign. See why you have to resign, Halkidas? Because you are the disruption. You are the distraction. You are the cause of all of this. Resign. The way that Darren Pickstock, you are brand new MP, and you would get in the House and throw jeers at Rawlins about how Loretta slapped him? We know why y'all couldn't pass the gender-based violence bill. We know why there's no traction on the Protection Against Violence Act. Because y'all believe in violence. You believe in it. The speaker can't call for nobody to do nothing. Not the same speaker that said, let's introduce Mr. Michael Davo because we don't need no more darkies in here. But y'all going to withhold these students' graduation package because they're not properly groomed? This is a mockery. And you know what makes it even more of a mockery? It takes a sissy to tell y'all this. It takes someone who will never be properly groomed because they never will fit the rules of society to tell you this. So the next project I want to see from the Bahamas Blade Day Card Project is a Students Appreciation Series. Students and teachers, y'all in it, it's like prison. It's like prison. Everybody in the system is impacted by the system. It's not just the prisoners who suffer under inappropriate, and not inappropriate, substandard environments, conditions. The prison guards suffer too. The administrators suffer too. And it's the same thing in the school. The things that you think the children should suffer under to get this education, you shall suffer under it too. Right? That's the beauty of the plantation. Now, sorry to my guests, I did run on a little long because this is madness. And what happened in the house yesterday is madness. And I'm a woman telling another woman, like, just take a break. Speaker, take a break. You're not ready for this political culture. You're not ready for this. But you want it in the House of Assembly anymore. We don't want nobody who is wearing fatigues at their campaign office coming inside the House of Assembly pretending to be gangsters. We don't want that. You don't want the darkies. We don't want what you're doing. Just stop it. The man didn't want you, your pressure to go up. Did he say it? I mean, I had to tell the young cashier, don't get frustrated with these people cussing comedy. I tell, don't get frustrated with these people cussing comedy. That's what he did. But what you did, it's unacceptable. Y'all stop it. You allowed them people in that house to taunt that man with that slap. Who is Darren Pickstock to open his mouth to talk about that? And I could say it because I took Rawlings to task for demanding the same-sex marriage ban when he knows LaTory Mackey that secured a seat for him in the PLP. Right? How dare y'all throw that at him over and over again in the house? Y'all are children. But look how y'all treat the children. You wouldn't police yourself the same way. Figure it out. Figure it out. Okay, so to my guests, thank you very much. You'd let that die right now. We can put it in the card.
Don't let it die.
We can put it in the card and we can send it to the appropriate address. Right? So some of the cards say, many can't say they have a daddy like me. Boy, that just makes you proud, you know. In the spot, we had a skit. Alternate meanings of words. So the teacher say, use dying in a sentence. Students say, dying your daddy, that's my daddy, okay? Let's get it straight. So I love the cards. I love the vernacular, the Bahamian dialect, the Creole, right? It's okay to have a father. Many of us have fathers. And in that vein, right, I have Organization for Responsible Governance in studio. Here's why. I have a personal problem. I see lots of things that need to be addressed. I can bring them up on the radio, but if it sits right there, it becomes a complaint. But if I could push that complaint further to an organization, to a structured space, then we got traction. We got motion. We got kinetic energy. So I have Org in studio today with me. They're going to tell us how to start an organization. Many people raise concerns here that they can address themselves through an organization. So Org is going to help us to figure out how to direct our concerns to an effective mechanism. It may be an organization that exists already, or it may be an organization that you start yourself. Because I got the Bahamian Blade Day Card Project in studio with me, I want to start a Father's Rights. I want to start a Father's Rights group. Right? So that's good. I'm asking Org today to tell me how I could set up a Father's Rights group, especially since I ain't no father, and I ain't no man, right? And they seem to be the two qualifiers for a father's rights group, but I ain't sure. I ain't sure. Good morning, Matt, and good morning, Vanessa. How y'all doing?
Morning.
Good morning. Well, to kind of make that bridge for a minute, what we see, and first off, I want to commend you because I think just sitting back and listening to you express, one, you have amazing skills of oration, but summing up what this dichotomy we have, that we hold expectations for our children, which are ultimately our future, that we don't do for ourselves, or we put them in circumstances that are not necessarily realistic to their circumstances or their life opportunities. So that's one way of us responding to things we see in our environment that are either challenges or maybe even opportunities. Mm-hmm. And often it's, we just came out of an election where every party and every candidate told you that they were going to fix it. And the emphasis was that whoever we put in there was going to make these things go away. And that's not true, right? The truth is it requires all of us. And so what do we as citizens or local business owners or folks in media, what do we do versus just sit back and respond or react? We have an active role. I want to commend the Bahamas Father's Day Card Project because they are meeting a certain opportunity. They are saying our materials need to reflect our we can pass this on in a positive way by making sure that people see and interact and touch things that are our experience, that are in our language, that are in our mindset, that tap into our sense of humor. Really, when you talk about having programs that help to ensure that fathers have rights or that we're gearing our youth to be those productive fathers, mothers, uncles, whatever we need that helps to carry the population on, we all may have individually thoughts about this, but the only way it's going to be addressed is collectively. Mm-hmm. So what do we do about that? If you are familiar with org, you'll know that we work in a few different areas, and one of those is making sure that policies and things like freedom of information, anti-corruption, systems that hold transparency and accountability and integrity are in place. But we also do equal amount of work in helping citizens to understand their role in this, in fixing this, in addressing this, in holding folks to account. And then we create spaces where they can dialogue with government, other sectors, so that actually moves towards action. But it happens through entities like not-for-profit organizations, community organizations, faith-based organizations. Vanessa, who is here, leads our project in this area, and I'm sure she'll talk a little bit about it. But if we see trustworthy, sustainable, impactful opportunities for us to get involved and address these things, it's going to be more productive, as Aaron, you point out, than us just sitting back and calling the radio. Not that we don't want people to call the radio, but or going to social media or doing whatever without really seizing on how do we address either these issues or these opportunities. Mm-hmm. The fact that this project is here in our lap is because people came together with a common vision and a common goal to say, hey, we need to make sure we preserve this culture. We need to make sure we promote it, because through this, we create positive engagement around what is fundamentally Bahamian, not mm-hmm. we should abandon Bahamianness to be something different. Like that's part of what we have to work towards. Mm-hmm. So I do think that as we think about this collective effort, it starts first with ourselves and then finding others that think in that same way, and then figuring out how we convert those thoughts, that energy, that solution to something that then goes forward mm-hmm. that can complement at times and counterbalance what government may be doing, good or bad. Mm-hmm. So when we think about this forming an organization, it starts really first and foremost in where are we and who are the others around us that could start to think about that. I do want to also just give a little bit of quick background. What we know is that there are a lot of not-for-profit and faith-based and community organizations in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. We have probably coming up on about 2,000 organizations that have been formed that are working in our communities for different reasons. For a population of 400,000, that's a lot.
Yeah.
When you go other places and you say that number, they're really that many? It's mm-hmm. it's amazing. So what we know is that often groups will form and work towards something without necessarily connecting with the others that are mm-hmm. in this space.
And that's where the radio is important, right?
100%.
Because you listen into people, raise concerns, you say, hold on, I heard seven people try to address that subject this morning. Or you say, hold on, that person said they are part of an organization.
Right.
Let's reach out and see how we could get in touch with them.
So the second point, besides finding yourself, is then finding out who else is out there. And often we jump right to it. We don't stop. We don't read. We don't investigate. We have all these tools around us that will help us to search quickly. You'll just go to the Nassau Guardian website and you can see all the stories that came up about men's empowerment and father's issues and what do we need to do. And you'll see that just upon a cursory look, there's probably half a dozen, if not more so, organizations that are operating now. Next mm-hmm. Gen, or what Lend a Hand is doing, or what the Father's Project is doing down in Andrus, or all of these things. finding and learning about that before we decide to act also makes sure that we're making a qualified effort. That, mm-hmm. that it is not, we're not, you know, going to compete against somebody else doing the same thing. We're actually going to jump in on what's already been done. And then that double Dutch, you know, game mm-hmm. can happen because I'm with a group. I'm not just doing it by myself.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let Vanessa talk a little bit about what not-for-profits absolutely are. But so sorry. Yeah.
So just before we make that transition, I was just thinking, because I could have been young and said to mommy, we need to find a new daddy.
Right.
We need to find a new daddy right now, mommy. And then she said, hold on, before we go through all of that work, let's look at the landscape and see if we have any daddy-like figures that already exist, right? And there they were. They were all there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, right, like taking it to the personal, like sometimes you don't need to start a whole new thing. Like to women, yeah, sometimes you don't need to rush into a new relationship because you want to find a father figure for your boy children. Sometimes they exist right there. Now tell me where I can find these cards. Dead quick.
Find them at Trinkets and Treasures on Jerome Avenue above Classy Kids.
Okay.
And also online, if you follow us on Instagram at the BBC Project, you can find a link in there that you can pre-order.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. We can get back to that in a bit. Vanessa, Map for Good.
Yeah. So to Matt's point, you know, we're working on Map for Good, which we're trying to map all of the nonprofit and faith-based organizations throughout the entire country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Matt's saying you can Google and you can find information, but we want to create a space to make that a lot more effective and efficient.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine a platform where you can quickly search what types of organizations that you're looking for. They pop up, their profile, what types of programming they have, are they recruiting volunteers, interns, all of these things, contact information of how to reach them. Then you can set that meeting up and say, hey, what types, you know, let me learn more about your programming. Yeah, that's exactly what I want to do, so let's work together on that. Or they're doing this, but there's a piece missing,
mm-hmm.
and making sure that nobody else is doing that piece. Then you can start thinking about, okay, does it make sense to bring that piece to the existing organizations? Or then does it make sense to then engage in thinking about creating your own organization? And similarly, to complement the Map for Good platform, we're creating the resources to help with that. I already have a first version that's going to grow and expand of, you know, how to register your nonprofit. What are the things you need to consider before you do that? Because there are legal obligations. You know, good basic foundational good governance principles for your organization. Because, you know, a lot of organizations are at this stage, they're larger, they'll have their strategic plans, their monitoring evaluation frameworks that can access them resources or help build that trust. Public can say, okay, they've got these things, I can see where the money's going. Sometimes your smaller organizations, if it's like two volunteers, may not have all of that. But guess what? You can write a one-page strategic plan for what you want to do that year.
Mm-hmm.
You can track basic information that you can report out to show what you're doing and where the money's going.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to help also create the resources that strengthen and connect organizations to those resources. So it's identify, one, we can see each other of how we can work together, but also for people who want to do the work, but also who wants to support those organizations as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So how do I get to Map for Good?
Sure. So right now you can find Map for Good on our website. To be clear, not the platform yet, although there's a beta version coming out very soon, so people can see what it's going to look like. But you can contact me at vanessa@orgbahamas.com. The information, or there's a quick link on the website that you can just submit interest, and I'll reach out to you, and we can set up a chat. And if you have an organization that's already formed, we will want to verify some of the core information so we can get you on that map. And then if you just have questions, we can talk about that as well.
Okay. Now, my next question, right? Several years ago, we created the NPO Act, mm-hmm. the Nonprofit Organization Act. Does every organization that exists have to be registered under the NPO?
So the Not-for-Profit Act 2019 came out of a few things. One, the acknowledgement that there wasn't a lot of regulations necessarily directing not-for-profit organizations, and groups like Civil Society Bahamas for years prior to that have been putting forward a bill that would introduce a way that you could ensure that when somebody starts an organization, you could trust why it was started and what it was supposed to be doing. So that led into it, but we also then are living in a space where we're being looked at with lots of scrutiny from external sources, and it had been identified by the Financial Action Task Force that in some jurisdictions, not-for-profits were very vulnerable to terrorism financing or money laundering or those types of things. So the government responded pretty quickly at that time to put this piece of legislation together. We actually, as a sector, we gave input, and in many ways we fought it. We actually had the Senate stop the bill stop the act from passing, and then put back some recommendations. But now it is determined that if you are going to act as a not-for-profit organization, you need to be registered through this act.
Mm-hmm.
Registration process, and you can find it on the Registrar General's site. It will also be featured on the Attorney General's site. And you can go to the Organization for Responsible Governance website or email Vanessa, and we will give you a whole list of how to go ahead and start your organization. It requires organizations to be clear about who are their boards, who are those volunteers that are going to be the visionaries to make sure that the mission of the organization will be achieved. What does it look like? Who's going to be paying attention to the finances in the midst of as a treasurer or a secretary? It asks for you to clarify what the terms of that organization are and what it's going to do. And it does have a fee, but it's not a tremendously expensive fee that requires that. You would submit that and all the required pieces of information, and you would hear back ideally within a couple of months or so about whether you were then registered. And once you're registered, they make sure that your name is, remember we all heard this about the
Valley Boys,
famous Valley Boys. And once you're registered and the name is approved and the organization is approved, then every 2 years you come back for renewal. And if there's changes or those types of things, you would have to do that. It's a fair piece of regulation that gets us started. It doesn't address all the issues, but if you as an organization are not doing this, you're not registered, there are potential enforcement fines and sanctions that can happen if you don't do this. And one of those is you probably won't be able to establish a bank account if mm-hmm. you don't have this registration in hand. There are other levels of regulation that do exist. There's association regulations. If you're that kind of an entity, there are other types of entities that exist, like youth organizations that work with the Ministry of Youth and Sports, that maybe don't have the same kind of. But all of it, to some degree, introduces the concept that if you're going to be an organization out there doing work for the social or cultural or environmental or economic good, it's important that you have some oversight, some level of determination to make sure that what you're doing is not just something that's going to personally benefit a few folks, but that it is helping the community and is in place for the Bahamas.
FBOs, faith-based organizations, right? Is that the same thing as a church?
So church, it includes churches, but it's not only churches, right?
Okay.
And even now, under the Not-for-Profit Act, churches are required to be registered.
Mm-hmm.
Oddly enough, to your point with things that don't make sense, political organizations are not required to be registered, but churches are. So mm-hmm. so churches also have to comply with this.
I don't want political parties to register under the Nonprofit Act.
Right.
I just think the language don't match up.
To any point, though, what we do see, though, is that there now is this regulation that also potentially requires that these organizations that are you know, they may be, you know, taking care of our faith and our spiritual side, but they also have community-based programs. You can see often music programs, feeding programs, parenting programs, youth-based initiatives, mm-hmm. sports programs that are coming out of a space of faith or have a mission that is steeped in faith.
I was very concerned when I saw Paul Kagame, president of the Republic of Rwanda, implement a law that all churches, that the pastors of churches had to have like degrees. Like you had to be a certified religious figure to operate a church, right? And at first I thought, oh, this is rife with problems, right? This is rife with issues. How can you tell someone that they have to organize their faith in a particular way? And then with the rapture, story and some other stories coming out of the African continent, right, where people's, where opportunists were taking advantage of people's faith mm-hmm. and their religious and spiritual sentiment and basically scamming them. Mm-hmm. And not just out of like $100 tithes, not like the boy in the States who closed the door. But it's Saab Kutsinghe who closed the door and say, you can't get out this church till you give us the money. But then you have entities who have people sign over their mortgages, their insurance, all of their worldly possessions to this entity because the rapture come in. Right? And you want God to know that you believe and things like that. So you can understand why there needs oversight.
And to the same degree that we become skeptical or concerned related to the fact that systems of government can be taken advantage of to benefit a small group at the expense of a larger group. Not-for-profits have the same risk, community organizations. That's why having some structure is essential. If what you're talking about initially is that people want to address, as I go back to that, either a concern or an opportunity, and you are not, you know, want to work with others, then you have to have some trust that those things make sense. You know, in our community, often you'll see an ASU, and you're not jumping into an ASU with somebody you don't trust, right? Like, you need to believe in the people around you, because that belief then leads you to address the issue or bring something new to a situation or take advantage and further an opportunity. So those things, which sometimes we rely upon our gut or we rely upon just a quick thought about, are important if they're more put in place. So when we think about not-for-profit organizations and faith-based organizations and why we're doing this map for good, it's to increase our understanding of who they are, what they do, and how they do it. Because if we can put those organizations together, look at what the potential is that might come from that. If all the gender equality and human rights groups came together, they could advance things. If all the youth development groups are coming together and saying, hey, wow, this is a music program that is particularly effective at helping at-risk kids find their way into high school graduation and then subsequently college, why aren't we then all jumping around that way of doing it instead mm-hmm. of, I'm going to do my version and Vanessa's going to do hers and Ryan's going to do hers? And, you know, like, all of those things don't move us further. In some ways, they just address small issues in small ways.
And then actually create large barriers, right, mm-hmm. to a more effective strategy.
Exactly.
All right. I have a text here that says, so org is here to unify our organizations under some umbrella. That doesn't sound like responsibility of government. That sounds like an agenda. So, Texter, as we go to the break, let me explain something to you. There is an organization called Civil Society Bahamas, right? That organization was initiated by the government, right? The government doesn't run it, but the government said, hey, we need an umbrella organization so that smaller organizations, right, could get assistance organizing and building capacity. Also, an umbrella organization, so smaller organizations through the umbrella's international accreditation could participate in global programming, right, and events. So Civil Society Bahamas was initiated by the government because they understand that they have a responsibility to create an environment for good governance. By creating Civil Society Bahamas, then you build capacity for that sort of third or fourth sector of governance, right? Which is the civil sector. So yes, it is a government responsibility in a sense, and they did their part. They initiated an organization to do the work, which means they say, hey, here's a framework. This is something we should be doing. Now, that organization no longer takes on the work of being an umbrella organization for that purpose. Org is another organization not initiated by government, but doing the work that they expected, the government expected Civil Society Bahamas to do.
Can I also specify, though, thank you for that point, Texter, so that it's clear, Map for Good is not anybody coming underneath Org's umbrella. It is a platform that folks can use for their own benefit. It will be publicly available mm-hmm. and others can use it. It's not, we're just getting it started, but it's for everyone.
Absolutely. Thank you, producer. Guys, we go into a break. When we get back from the break, more from the big day card company. And who've been telling me that Father's Day is the second Sunday of June? I know who it is. It's a father that won extra Father's Day love. I'm mad at you, uncle. I'm mad at you. But somebody told me Father's Day is the second Sunday in June for years now. This boy been getting all kind of Father's Day love. I hope you're all getting all the Father's Day love you could get as well. We'll be right back.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Hope still lives in community. Join the Jenny Dean Caring and Sharing Cancer Support Group for the Hope Walk 2026 on Saturday, June 13th at 6 a.m. at Goodman's Bay. Walk alongside your caregivers and families as we come together in support. Enjoy fellowship, vendors, activities, and our inspiring Hope concert immediately following the walk. Register at gdcancersupportgroup.com.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Guess who's back?
It's the time again for the 31st annual Michael Scudery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Bring it on now, let's go.
Whether you're a player or a fan, you don't want to miss this one. The action starts July 13th at the Hope Center. Log on to peaceonthestreets.com and register.
Come on, everybody, let's go!
That's the Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Where we shoot hoops instead of guns.
Game time.
Cancer touches far too many families, but hope still lives in community. Join the Jenny Dean Caring and Sharing Cancer Support Group for the Hope Walk 2026 on Saturday, June 13th at 6 a.m. at Goodman's Bay. Walk alongside survivors, patients, caregivers, and families as we come together in strength, healing, and support. Enjoy community fellowship, vendors, activities, and our inspiring Hope concert immediately following the walk. Register today at gdcancersupportgroup.com. Let's take every step forward together for hope.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman, does mind her business, take care of them churn, and go to church every Sunday.
So what you think we should do? I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, ma, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328 tips or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300 tips or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them and the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone. So nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it. Just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Put more money back in your pocket with a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. Okay, so we got a lively show. I did already forget that I was supposed to make this announcement. Was it really an island-wide power outage this morning?
No.
No, but that's what the police did say. Now, I'm not saying it was an official police report, but that's what the police on the beach did say, that it was an island-wide power outage. BPL, BGC, I get ready to tell them make cards for y'all because you're not well. You may not know it, but we could see it from the outside. You're not well. You need a card. Somebody, maybe you feel like we don't appreciate you. I don't understand how you feel like nobody appreciate electricity. We appreciate it so much. That's why, you know, at the end of yesterday's show, I was sort of glib and I referenced Pia Glover Rose's address to the UN ready for AI. And JoBeth Colby's remark that BPL is ready for the summer. You're all going to need some cards. Y'all are not well. None of that makes any sense. None of it makes any sense. Why are you saying this to us? Are you having hallucinations? Like me, conspiracy theorist, I'm not concerned about any imperialist overlord taking over the Bahamas. I'm not concerned about a cashless society that will render me like oppressed and unable to do things because I don't have a good credit rating, social credit rating, because I was a sissy, remember? Yeah, these sorts of things. We understand. I'm not afraid at all. Y'all can't keep the power on. Y'all ain't gonna be able to do it. Do not be afraid. Trust me. And AI, y'all ain't ready for AI. You're not ready for AI. In case you didn't know, like the Grammy, I have to tell you, you're not ready for sex. You're not ready for AI. You just ain't ready. I don't know who's telling you you're ready. Call the police on them. They shouldn't be saying those things to you. You're a child. We're not ready for AI. Y'all ain't ready. Not at all. Not technically, not strategically, not structurally, not culturally. We're not ready. It's okay. We don't have to be ready because we ain't. We just got to acknowledge that. Okay, let's go back to our conversation. Bahamas Birthday Card Company. Tell us again where we could get these birthday cards.
Okay, so the Bahamian Birthday Card Project, you can follow us on Instagram at the_BBC Project. So the da is DA_BBC Project. Project is spelled the normal way. Mm-hmm. Also, you can pick up. So we do sell birthday cards, and this is our attempt at expanding to other life celebrations. Last month, we did a pop-up at the NAGB for Mother's Day. This month, we're doing Father's Day deliveries, and you can pick up... two specific designs at Trinkets and Treasures on Jerome Avenue, upstairs from Classy Kids.
All right. Now, could I do a custom design?
Absolutely. Like, Ryan would be the best person to talk to about this.
Yeah, you would just have to reach out to us at my number is 1-242-829-0509 with a concept, and we can definitely go from there. So.
Okay. I love it. I have ideas right now, but we have a show, so I can't share any of them, my ideas. Organization for Responsible Governance, right? Earlier in the show, you said that on your web pages, you have a lot of information and information pertaining to starting an organization. How would I find that on your website?
So under Map for, so when you go to our website, orgbahamas.com, you'll see the menu header at the top of the page, and under Get Informed, a drop-down box will appear and you'll see Map for Good Bahamas, and that'll launch you into the different resource pages. Just a heads up, the resource page is growing, so stay tuned. There's a lot more that's going to appear in there. And we have a nonprofit capacity building training series that's coming up. And all of those resources that come out of those series, we will upload to them. So it's an ever-growing, ever-expanding resource.
All right. So for our next encounter with org, I'm going to find an organization. And so I would like that organization and org to walk through the creation of that organization, right? And we just sort of add the start. And then for the next session, I want to find an older organization that's been existing for a year so they could talk about partnerships with other organizations, expanding, changing goals and objectives. And sometimes you start an organization and then the mission changes. midway.
So we do have a lot of those resources available also on the website. You can see we've done a lot of not-for-profit capacity building training. So if you go to orgbahamas.com and look for the civil society section, you'll see a lot of our prior trainings on fundraising, on organizational leadership, on project management, on reporting your finances, on monitoring and evaluation. And I'm really excited to announce that we were funded by the Bahamas Protected Areas Fund to start another round of this training, which is going to focus primarily on those organizations that have environmental missions, but we're also opening the door, extending the opportunity to other organizations to participate both in person and virtually across the Bahamas. That'll be a training a month for the next 7 to 8 months. Those topics will be fundraising and leadership and communications and advocacy. Mm-hmm. So that's a free resource we're extending to those that are operating organizations now. And if you want to get information on dates of those and all the different offerings, then also not only check us out at orgbahamas.com, but follow us on social media, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Instagram. Reach out to Vanessa at vanessa@orgbahamas.com. Make sure you're involved and you're informed.
All right. I got a text. I had something to say, but the text really jumped in my mind. The text said, Meeting Street ends at Hospital Lane. So, in case y'all didn't know, right? Between Nassau Street and Blue Hill Road, that's two different roads, right, even though the same road. Half of the road is Meeting Street from the Nassau Street side to Hospital Lane. And then the second portion of the road is Dillard Street, right? And that's from the midway to from Hospital Lane to Blue Hill Road. That's what the text is telling me. They're also telling me that West Bay Street is closed from the roundabout by Sanders Beach both ways, and there was no public announcement for road users. Okay, so you're saying you can only leave, once you get to that point, you can only go south down towards the six-legged roundabout? Yeah, also, y'all notice that they're not giving us any public notice for road closures? Anyway, if you get caught up in one of these things and you are unable to attend the thing that you were supposed to do, and then that becomes detrimental, like it was a court case or a hospital appointment or something, go talk to your lawyer. Go talk to your lawyer, please. Please talk to your lawyer and ask them what recourse is available, because you have missed an important deadline because of an unannounced road closure, no detour signs, no nothing like that. I thank you for that text. Here's another text. Good morning to your wonderful guests. The birthday card, Father's Card Project. Morning also to Matt and all the members of ORG. Chikchani Queen, I appreciate all your guests and what they have to offer. Tell them, keep up the good work. Now, regarding C.R. Walker, packages being withheld, I just can't get past that. Why? Because a similar kind of twist injustice was done to my graduating class over 20-something years ago at SC McPherson. I had believed that I had fully gotten past that, but sadly, the C.R. Walker incident has brought it all back fresh like it was just yesterday. Mm-hmm. I stand to be corrected, yet pause, stop, and think about this. You know one sad troubleshoot annoying thing is those same C.R. Walker students whose graduation packages are being withheld probably had to financially scrap or sacrifice for those very same said graduation packages that are being withheld from them. Just think about that for a moment. Yeah. Yeah. Families and students working along with their schoolwork to be able to participate in these important commemorations. And because of grooming, I know my brush is broad right now, but how many teachers don't put on their seatbelt? Let me tell you something. I had an encounter with a cousin on the road. I ain't gonna call their name because they asked me not to call their name. And I don't see faces. I see cars. Like, I see the car that's about to hit me. I don't see the face driving it, right? I had to beep my horn. They're just veering a little bit into our lane. And it's best to avoid all accidents, you know? And they're just like, you know, please don't call my name. And I get it, right? I'm trying to paint everybody with a broad brush, but y'all know y'all be out there doing foolishness. You know how I know? Because on my way back across the same intersection later yesterday, the car in front of us has breached the line, right? So they already owe the government $250. And they're about to be in the yellow box, which means they go owe the government $500 on top of the $250, depending on how they get caught, right? So we are all paused, despite the fact that our light is green, because we hear and see the prison convoy coming across Wolf Road to Bernard Road. We could all see it, except for the car that had already broached the line. And I want you to know that we almost watched them mash up. I don't know what they was doing in that vehicle. Maybe they was doing what SP033 was doing the other day when they overtook that bus on the Blind Hill with no turn signal, and then the car behind us decided they was going to do the same thing the police is doing. I don't understand why y'all want to be so punitive with these little children when it's you who's teaching them. It's you who's showing them the way. It's you who's showing them the rules don't matter unless I make that rule. It's you who's showing them that. And ain't no card could fix that. No, like the texter said 20 years ago, it hit him in his heart. That experience, you can't fix that with a card. Although you could fix my heart with a card. Benjamin Bay Project, thank you for joining us this morning. Org, Matt, Vanessa, thank you for joining us. Oh, you put together the slot of facts, frequently asked questions, and questions anybody should ask when they're starting an organization for our next encounter. Dear families, you got a whole nother week to prepare for Father's Day. Producer, I'm gone. Bahamas Stand with C.A. Newry is up next. Have a wonderful weekend.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.